Greetings, 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 and salutations, one and all. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the night shift. It's community and finance night. Kicking off things with the sound of voice. A track called Alive and Well. How are you doing in your neck of the woods? Hey, cuz. Wanna say big ups to those who are locked in on TuneIn Radio on the night shift with DJ Kevin Stew. Much love to ya. Big ups to the massive hailing from across the pond on One Harmony Radio. Top of the morning to you guys over there in the UK. King Genius. Much love to you, big bro. I'm gonna say big ups to those who are locked in out of New Jersey. Chilling out with NIE Radio with New Jersey's finest, the Motivator. Big ups to you. Much love to the New York Massive. Those locked in on Island Worldwide, exhibiting the power of music. China Nicole, blessings. Gary, how you do? Much love to the Long Island Massive. Hanging out on Reggae Pulse Radio. DJ Atomic Force and crew, much love to you guys. Much love to those across Texas. I hope you guys keeping cool over there. Those locked in on Olliwop Radio. Those on Dusik Media Group. Those on WGLRO, the People Station. Home of the Donnie Walker Morning Show. Taking you from the sheets to the streets, touching from Detroit to Denmark and all points in between. Yeah, yeah. What a real veteran. Yeah, yeah. Donnie Walker. Yeah, yeah. Big ups to those who are locked in on the Foundation Radio Network, ClintonLindsay.com. Big ups to Mr. Twinkle Toes himself, Clinton Lindsay. Blessings to you, sir. Much love to those on PEMGTV.com. Those locked in on Facebook Live. Those on Zeno FM. The Massive on Clubhouse. And to those on Facebook Live and Clubhouse, remember it's only a segment broadcast. Use the link that is in the description and pinned in the comment section. Come on over to KevinStew.com. We're encouraged to have acceptance through enlightenment. Speaking of which, much love to those who are locked in right here at the home of the night shift to DJ Kevin Stew. And those on watching on TuneIn Live, YouTube Live. Yeah, it's one of the options you have when you go to KevinStew.com. You can watch on the embedded player or on the YouTube player. Option is yours. But to everyone that's locked in right now, so glad to have you. Couldn't do it without you. You have my word, I wouldn't even try. I want to say thank you to my segment sponsors. The Pulse Media Group, and being in a moment is priceless. Give them a call. They'll take care of your videos, your photos, your streaming, and your ads. And much more, actually. Everything you see here on KevinStew.com, they can hook you up. Including site hosting services. But if you have an event you want to stream live, whether it be a church service, a funeral, a wedding, a party, a graduation, or a seminar, you name it, you're having the event and you want to stream it, because you can stream it, give them a call, 754-999-1140. That's 754-999-1140. Tell them Kevin Stew sent you. I want to say thank you to Althea and her healing heavenly hands. Althea is a licensed massage therapist operating out of Broad County, North Miami-Dade and South Palm Beach counties. She comes to you bringing her table, her oils, and over 20 years massage therapy experience. Call her today and schedule your appointment, 954-655-9000. That's 954-655-9000. She only has one request outside of paying her when she's done. That's to get off her table and go sleep somewhere else. It's called the Kevin Stew class. Because yours truly always falling asleep. I want to say thank you to Reggae Global Entertainment. Reggae Global will act as your booking agent, handle your tour management, take care of your business registration, legal service referrals, music production, marketing and promotion, and so much more. Get them a call, 954-804-8199. That's 954-804-8199. Tell them you heard about them on the night shift with DJ Kevin Stew. Thank you to McNeil Trucking. With McNeil Trucking, your goods are in good hands. They're licensed and insured movers in the state of Florida. So you want to move from point A to point B. Anywhere from the Keys to Jacksonville. You don't have the manpower, the equipment. You just want to put some things in storage. No problem. Give them a call, 954-406-9740. McNeil Trucking. They have your goods in good hands. Tell them Kevin Stew sent you. Just so that you know, bright and early, the phone line is always open, so go ahead and use it. Number is 773-789-STEW. That's 773-789-7839. You'll see it scrolling across the bottom of your screen. Inviting you to call a friend, tell a friend. Friends of your friends. Friends of your enemies. Enemies of your friends and your enemies too. Call up somebody, anybody, everybody. Because information is good for all. Don't be stingy with it. Share it with somebody. Hey Pat, how you doing? Glad you're relaxing. I saw a post on social media today from somebody in New York. Having 101 degrees. Crazy. She said to all the people preparing for their final destination, enjoy this weather while you can. That's what she said. I don't know. The sound of voice. The track is called Alive and Well. It is good to know that y'all are alive and well. Especially in these times. You know what the economy is like, you know what gas prices are like, you know what food prices are like. And so you kind of have to wonder, is everybody alive and well right now? At least if you're alive, are you well? Even in a year when prices for just about everything are skyrocketing, the surging price of food actually stands out. In June of this year, the federal government's food at home index, meaning food you buy at a grocery or supermarket, soared 12.2% from the previous year. And this is according to the latest consumer price index numbers. Now, that number was the highest, the biggest increase in 43 years, and even outpaced the overall inflation rate of 9.1%. This is reported by Supermarket News. According to GoBankingRates.com, this year's spike in food prices makes a challenging environment even more challenging for Americans who receive Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits, formerly known as food stamps. It is easily or more affectionately known as SNAP, the acronym SNAP. Now, although SNAP benefits are adjusted each year for inflation, the current fiscal year cost of living adjustment is based on 2021 prices. Now, if you don't know it already, 2021 prices were much lower than they are now. It's significantly lower. SNAP is administered by the U.S. Department of Agriculture to help low-income Americans purchase food. Now, low-income Americans, boy, that used to be a small portion, well, relatively small portion of the community. Well, it's a significantly greater portion this year, and it has grown exponentially over the past 3 years. Look back at it and you'll see. According to the USDA website, the agency adjusts SNAP maximum allotments, deductions, and income eligibility standards at the beginning of each fiscal year, which runs from October 1 through July 1. The changes are based on changes in the cost of living, or the amount of money needed to support a basic standard of living. I don't know how basic we're talking, because apparently basic is also relative. The USDA's Thrifty Food Plan calculates the cost of a market basket for a family of four. TFP, the Thrifty Food Plan, is an estimate by the USDA of how much it costs to provide nutritious, low-cost meals for a household. Maximum allotments are calculated from this cost every June. That means the
COLA for fiscal year 2023, that will be based on June 2022 prices, which is kind of interesting because June 2022 and August 2022 are significantly different. And you're talking about just a few months apart. Yeah, you'd chuckle. But you chuckle because it's crazy. Couple of comments here on both Facebook Live and TuneIn. Sorry, YouTube. Big ups, Dora. Much love to you guys down there in Brazil. Much love to Radio Cristal Gospel. Blessings to you always. Love you guys and love the support down there from Brazil. George Prophet, much love, bro. Much love to you. Big respect. Good to hear from you. Now, Pat says, we have severe heat here in New York, but my AC is working. Good to know. Prices have gone up, except salaries. It's a crime this system is doing to all of us. You know, that's one of the things that I've always questioned. How is it that everything is going up? Every year, throughout the year, things increase. And they increase significantly. But yet still, it's like pulling teeth to get a salary increase of a fraction of a dollar. In fact, of less than even 50 cents to get a salary increase is crazy. It's like you can't do it. But yet still, everything goes up. No matter which industry you work in. We, from other countries, we know how to survive in hard times. Flour can be used in hard times in various ways, in cooking, like making bread, dumplings, roll cakes, etc. Cornmeal can be used as cornbread, cornmeal porridge, or turned cornmeal. I haven't had some turned cornmeal in forever. Boy, my mother used to make the wickedest turned cornmeal. And should put raisins in it. Let me tell you. And she used to do the servings out of the, it was what, chiffon butter. Or chiffon margarine, whichever one it was. But out of the container, she would leave some butter in there, and if it was a full container, she got another container and put a little butter in it, and she lined it with butter, and then she packed the turned cornmeal in it, and then put that as scoops on your plate. Let me tell you, taking me back to places. Yes. So there's banana porridge, oatmeal porridge, corn porridge. These are some of the survival foods which many people don't think about. It's true, Pat. A lot of people kind of look past those things. I don't know if they feel that they're too good for that or what. But yes, people will often bypass those things. But even... All right, check this out. You'll go to the store or to the restaurant and order curry chicken, but you find it hard to go to the store and buy chicken back. You know, how does that make sense? Who makes curry chicken with chicken breast? You know, it kind of takes away from the originality of the meal. So, but I digress. Where was I? You see, that food took me off on a journey, you know. So, The calculation takes economies of scale into account, which means households of 1 to 3 people get slightly more per person than households of 4. Households larger than 4 get even less per person. That's just how it works out, you know, as per the calculations. You know, it's not that anybody is saying that larger households should not exist, or they're trying to do population control. It's just how the maths go. Now, could it be subliminally or underhandedly trying to say, if you're not making X amount of money, you shouldn't be having X amount, Y amount of kids? Then, cool. So be it. But whichever way it works out. Turn cornmeal tastes great with coconut milk and seasonings. I made some curry chicken with basmati rice and broccoli for dinner yesterday. Where's my plate, Pat? Where's my plate? Rice is survival food too. I won't lie to you. I get into other grains. So I will get into the quinoa. Not so much the white rice, but more the brown rice. Because you have to take into consideration staying healthy also. And staying healthy on a budget can be quite interesting. Because the more unhealthy things are always readily available. And for those communities that the residents of those areas don't really make that much money, you will find the least healthy products readily available to them. But, and then the expectation is that the children are supposed to be healthy. The children are supposed to go to school and thrive. And I'm not talking about just going through the day and interacting, but performing academically. And even socially, morally. These are challenges when your basic needs cannot be met. If you check out Pavlov's hierarchy of needs, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you know, you will see that there are some basic needs that need to be met before you can move on to the next thing, which each of them adds up. Anyway. Income eligibility standards are set by law, with gross monthly income, their limits set at 130% of the poverty level for the household size. For the USDA's purposes, gross income means a household's total non-excluded income before any deductions have been made. Net monthly income limits are set at 100% of poverty. Net income means gross income minus allowable deductions. So that's the basic math to work that out. Now, from 2023 to 2019, total yearly SNAP benefits payments. Total yearly SNAP benefit payments declined at an average of 6.5% a year, according to USAFacts.org. Benefits rose 32% from 2019 to 2020, partly because of increases tied to COVID-19 assistance. Now, inflation has moved payments higher the last 2 fiscal years, but even the higher payments could not keep pace with the rising consumer prices. I hope y'all understand what has been going on here. So prior to 2019, things were getting better for everyone across the board. That is what the figures are showing. And then here came COVID-19. Now, funny enough, it is not to say that everybody was on a path to becoming wealthy or independently wealthy, because you have more people becoming entrepreneurs in the last 3 years than you did in the prior 7. So people have been working more for themselves and working harder, but at the same time, things have become more difficult, as according to the statistics. For fiscal year 2022, the maximum SNAP allotment for almost all Americans ranges from $835 a month for a household of 4 to $1,504 a month for a household of 8, with $188 a month allotted for each additional member above 8. That compares to fiscal year 2021 maximum allotments of $782 for a household of 4 and $1,408 a month for a household of 8, with $176 a month allotted for each additional member. See the struggles? Now, based on those figures, the maximum for a household of 4 is about 6.8% higher in fiscal year 2022 than it was in fiscal year 2021, which is not nearly enough to keep pace with the current food inflation rate. Don't get it twisted. The numbers went up, yes, but the other numbers that they are compared to, how much have they increased? Maximum and minimum allotments are higher for residents of Alaska, Hawaii, Guam, and the Virgin Islands than they are for residents of the 48 contiguous states and the District of Columbia. Again, the struggle is real everywhere. Don't get it twisted. Not because you live in some other place mean that it's going to be a little bit different for you. It is a struggle on top of struggle everywhere you go. So, is there a way to work through this? Have you found a way that works in making sure that your household is taken care of? We're going to take a quick little break. Before we do so, I'll look at a couple more comments here on YouTube Live and Facebook Live to see what listeners have been saying. Again, you can get in touch by using the phone line 773-789-STEW. You can call, text, WhatsApp, Telegram. They all work. 773-789-STEW. The STEW is 7839. So it's 773-789-7839. Pat says, people who are on SNAP supposed to buy food, not take their card and exchange it for cash. Some people don't do the right thing, and that's what's catching up with many of them. If they buy groceries with it, they won't have it. They won't have it as bad, but they must learn how to budget their card. Yeah. I say my Pat, I say my cousin agreeing with you on the food thing. Well, listen. Some people I've heard of people exchanging their card for cash, because I guess whomever it is in more need but can't get the card. I don't understand the science or the business behind the exchange of the SNAP card or food stamps for cash. Apparently, it has been a hustle for a very long time. But I can't quite wrap my mind around it. If anybody knows how the hustle goes and wants to tell me about it on the side, I don't have to call your name. But if you want to call in and do it too, you can also do so anonymously. Explain the hustle to me. Call me bougie, call me whatever you want to call me. I'm a foreigner. I don't understand some of these hustles. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. All right. We're going to take a quick little break. As we go off on the break, remember, check out my Mary Kay store. Yes, my Mary Kay store. There are products there that are for men and women. Yes, because men have skin too. So they give them something that will help take care of their face and their beards. A nice fragrance even. The website is marykay.com/KevinStew. Just go there. Find what you're looking for men, women, and children. Once you have skin, there's something there for you. And talking about women, well, not only that women want to balance out their skin tone, but there's a CC cream that takes care of skin balancing. Simple, lightweight, easy to use. Check it out, marykay.com/KevinStew.
Quasi Media Group, innovative streaming and recording, has done it again. A new way to get your business in full view of your neighborhood consumer through AdShare TV. It's available in your neighborhood today. It's easy. Just call us, 754-999-6020. Become a host today and place a TV monitor in a strategic location so it's easy to see. Get a 1-minute video ad or longer that plays anywhere in our network. Can't be a host? No problem. For a few dollars, we'll run your 30-second video ad. A host can run announcement specials like buy one, get one free, or discount ads. Let's turn your flyers into a 30-second video with music, or a voiceover, or let us create and run your video ad with a spokesperson. Take advantage of our early enrollment discount. Join us today. Your ad will be seen at least 30 times per day in your AdShare TV neighborhood. It's easy. Just call us, 754-999-6020. AdShare TV, part of Pulse Media Group.
In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid.
In English,
and in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today.
The only thing I didn't learn
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Teddy Greaves Jr. with 6 brand new songs out now on his brand new EP, Teddy Greaves Jr. with songs you know and love, like Can You Stop the Rain?
Can you stop the rain?
One Last Cry. Can't Get Over You. Wait Too Long. You and I.
You and I.
And One Last Cry, the acoustic version. Teddy Greaves Jr., now available on all major digital platforms. Teddy Greaves Jr.
Hey, I'm representing for DJ Kevin Stew, working on the night shift, radio show. Won't go changing like the weather, just to please the devil. Never will DJ Kevin Stew sell his soul. That's a word and honor. It's Christine representing Word and Honor. Celestia, DJ Kevin Stew.
The sound of Mauricio Diaz bringing us back from the break. Track called Suburbio. Mauricio hails from Brazil. Yes, this is in Portuguese. what is life like in your suburbia? And tonight we're talking about SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, and formerly known as the Food Stamp Program. And some financial aspects of it more than anything else, and how we can navigate it in a 2022 environment, because let's face it, with everything going up, you kind of have to wonder how those who live or get supplements by the way of food stamps, how they manage and how have they been managing. Some have children and getting SNAP from the government and don't feed them, and they wonder why their children get taken away from them. You see, but that is getting even deeper in it, because now we're talking about the reason why some people have children, because apparently those people would probably have children for the benefits that they get from the government as a result of having children. But that is a slippery slope and a dangerous line to be towing, because negatively, you can be affected easily. Our parents back in the days in the Caribbean didn't have any of those things, yet we never went hungry. But in America, where they have so much opportunity and they take advantage of the system. You know what? But funny you should draw that comparison, because it's true. Somehow, some way, in the Caribbean, we find a way to make it happen. And we tend to be a bit healthier also. I'm guessing the things that are known as junk food here in the US were luxury items in Jamaica. I don't know about some of the other Caribbean countries, but definitely in Jamaica when I was growing up, to say I'm gonna get food from one of the fast food restaurants, that was a treat. What we would normally have and what would be considered poor people food would be things like some rice and curry chicken back. Yep. But when you check it out, that is a whole lot healthier than the treat food, the junk food. So I guess this is how we managed to survive and stay healthy in Jamaica specifically, because coming from Jamaica, that's what I can talk about. When somebody doesn't have the money to go to the grocery store and buy cornflakes and those kind of things, those breakfast cereals, and but they have a little garden in the backyard where they planted some yam and a banana tree, and they may have a little fowl coop, and so they get some eggs and occasionally kill a chicken. So chicken dinner. That was considered poor people living. But you think about it, that was rich people living. And once you change the mindset of a people, then you can change the world, right? So those that give you the fast food, what are they using to make it? They have to come back to the farmers. So if you can do some farming in your little, on your little land, in your little neck of the woods,
So much so that you and your neighbors could collectively do some farming. Now you start to think, okay, the money that we would go to the store and spend, we don't have to spend as much because now we're growing our own food. And we don't have to wonder what is in these foods because we're taking it out of the ground or we're taking it out of the little pen that we raised it in. On food that we know what it is we're giving them. Or because they went out and they grazed in the pasture that they live on. And we take of their dung and use it as fertilizer, which it is. I remember growing up as a boy in Jamaica and would hear the man coming down the street shouting, dung! And first time I heard it, I was like, what is that? And you would know exactly what it is several minutes after he has passed and gone down the street because the scent lingers. And he's literally on his cart, his animal-drawn cart, it's usually a donkey, selling dung, fertilizer. And people would buy this fertilizer and use it in their gardens and their little personal farms, their backyard farms. And my grandmother bought some. And I have had some of the most delicious limes, oranges, peas, sweet sap, sour sap, ackee. I didn't really love ackee when I was growing up, but we had an ackee tree. We had a coconut tree, an ackee tree, several mango trees, a breadfruit tree, a papaya tree, sour sap, sweet sap, gungo peas. We had a watermelon vine at one point. I don't even know where this came from. We had a plum tree. This is in the yard of a cherry tree. I can't leave out the cherry tree because I itched for days because of this cherry tree picking cherries. There are so many things that I grew up, you know, and I took it for granted until I moved from that house to the house that I lived in before I left Jamaica, which only had two mango trees. Oh, there was a sawsap tree too. So I moved from all this farmland in the back of my house, which was also my playground, to nothing, basically. And we have a saying in Jamaica, the cow never knows the use of his tail until they lose it. And I didn't miss it until it was gone. I no longer had it. We even had a pomegranate tree. So, you know, they talk about, and I grew up calling it pomegranate. And I have some friends today that when I say that, it makes their skin crawl and they cringe. Okay, it's pomegranate. But hey, we're Jamaicans. We can think, make up things too. But this is rich living because you can eat off the land and the money that you earn as you go out and work. Now you can invest that because your farmland pretty much takes care of itself. But gone are those days, aren't they? The mindset has changed. And so we lose out. Here we go on the comments. Children never asked to come here. We as adults have no right to let them suffer. True. So true. Our parents back in the days in the Caribbean didn't have any of these things, but yeah. Okay, I read that one already. I'd rather eat Jamaican food than American food. Now, to clear that up, for those of you that are listening, It's the food that I was just talking about. Food from the land versus fast food. Many parents up here don't make breakfast for their children. So many of them end up buying bacon, egg, and cheese nearly all the time. Even the cheese I grew up on is different from the cheese that you get in the store here today. When I say here, I mean here in the United States. Different thing. Times are hard, and parents need to budget their own pocket. Sharon said, for breakfast, the children need to eat green banana and callaloo. Listen, I didn't really like callaloo growing up as a child either. But my mother would make some green banana and liver, or green banana and kidney on a Sunday morning. And let me tell you, even the eggs, our eggs were from the hen house. You'd be washing chicken poop off the eggs. The eggs that I got. And I loved each and every one of those bites out of those eggs. Scrambled egg, boiled egg, fried egg, poached egg, whichever egg you want, however you want to make it, I had it and I loved it. And it even tasted different. Pat says, those dungs grew our food and we survived on those foods. But yeah. And here's why the fertilizer was so good. Because it was the dung from the animal eating off the land. So the farmer farmed the land, ate what was edible, and gave the animals as feed what the byproduct was. And so the cycle continued. Or some of that byproduct was used as fertilizer in and of itself. And they would farm sections of the land in cycles. So they farmed this section for a period, and then they moved to a next section and let that replenish. Again, gone are those days, because that is how you ended up with seasonal crop, which again is important in healthy living. But nobody pays attention to things like that anymore. I digress and go back to the comments before I get back to the information. And it's almost even time to take another break. It's been said so many times, it's the farmer that will survive this pandemic. But yet still, the farmer gets such a hard time. Yeah, Pat, nothing beats nature. Ackee and saltfish. Again, I had an ackee tree, but I didn't really grow up liking ackee. But you can't take it away from me now. You give me some ackee and whatever, and believe me, it's going down. You give me yam and banana and a couple of dumplings. Back then, when I was growing up, it was give me the dumplings. I don't really want the yam. I'll have some banana. But right now, give me the yam. Give me the banana. If you want to hold a dumpling, that's up to you. It's growth. It's knowledge. And many of us suffer for the lack of knowledge. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, which we always knew as food stamps, the federal program managed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Food and Nutrition Service, is the largest federal nutrition assistance program. But it's operated and administered at the state level. SNAP provides low-income households with mostly benefits that can be used to purchase eligible food items. To receive SNAP benefits, you must apply in the state where you live. Eligibility requirements also vary from state to state, but most require recipients to fall below certain income and asset levels. And to apply, you just contact your state SNAP agency. You can also fill out an application online or print it, mail it, or fax it to SNAP. Now, benefits periods can range from 1 month to 3 years, according to the National Council on Aging, the NCOA. Depending on your case and your state specific requirements. Now, once approved, the Food and Nutrition Service will send you a notice of how long you will receive SNAP benefits. SNAP benefits may also expire if you do not use your EBT card for 9 months or longer. So again, some people manage to get to qualify for it or get approved for the benefit, but don't use it. I don't know if it is a case of pride or what. So you apply in secret and want to use the benefit in secret also? No. Be proud of the benefit that you got because you needed it and it is helping you to survive. So all you do is use it properly. Use it to get the nutritional stuff. So you don't need to use it as much because clearly if you haven't used it for 9 months, then apparently you don't really need to use it. So use it to benefit someone else then. And don't buy the cheap stuff. Buy the really good stuff. What do you have to lose? To avoid any interruptions in your benefit, the NCOA says you'll need to periodically recertify to prove your eligibility. And don't get it twisted. These people check. They're checking your accounts, checking your financials. They're checking. And rightly so. Because there are some that are getting the benefit and they don't really need it. How exactly they go about getting the benefit and they don't need it, they don't qualify for it, I don't know. But somehow they do. So then you have to ask the question, how much do you need to earn in order to get the benefit? What is the most you can earn to get the benefit? And what can you buy with the EBT card? What's available to you? We'll find that out when we come back from the next break. Again, call your friends, tell your friends, friends of your friends, friends of your enemies, enemies of your friends, and your enemies too, because the information is good for everybody, especially if you live here in the United States. And some of the U.S. territories. Once this benefit is available to you, this information is like gold. So call up somebody, because everybody knows somebody that gets the benefit, that gets the assistance that they truly need. If it's available, you need it, go ahead and get it. No shame in it. We'll be back after these messages.
Matthew 28:19 says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." With this in mind and encouragement received during a South Florida media conference, The Church Links was birthed. The Church Links is an interdenominational worship service portal for churches, providing the tools to spread the word through technology in a cost-effective way. The Church Links. www.dahchurchlinx.com. Your links to worship and praise.
Making great music is one thing, sharing it with the world,
That's another. Let the professionals at Reggae Global Entertainment help you to another level. Specializing in artist management, booking, public relations and marketing, and promotion, Reggae Global Entertainment can help you with event planning, websites, photography, and video production, press releases, legal services, and graphic design. They can even help you with music production so you can get the sound that you want every time. Call Reggae Global Entertainment at 954-804-8199. That's 804-8199. Or visit them online at reggaeglobalentertainment.com. Reggae Global Entertainment presents the brand new self-titled album from Yishka with 9 great songs. Oh, Baby, Let Me Love You.
Oh, baby.
Be Grateful for Life.
Be Grateful for Life.
Shake You Down.
Girl, I wanna shake you down.
What else can I do?
Babe, come over.
My. It's our time.
You know I love you.
For your love. I'm falling. Yishka. 9 great songs. Available on all streaming platforms. Available now.
When being in the moment is priceless, consider the ability to share that moment. If you can video it, you can broadcast it. And Pulse eMedia Group has the tools you need. Weddings, birthdays, funerals, graduations, church services, parties, seminars, you name it. Pulse eMedia Group can provide you with a secure medium controlled by you to broadcast your event. Contact us at www.pulseemediagroup.com for more information. Pulse eMedia Group, when being in the moment is priceless.
Yes. Sakara Mantino, I'm making you know, sir, right now you are locked in to DJ Kevin Stew on the night shift.
Music from this New York resident, bringing us back from the break, the sound of Red Fox. Track called The Poor.
I wanna take this poor. Work so hard, make them business, be long grow. When them see you out a road, them not chat on your door. Well, I type is any time.
I want to welcome you all back to the broadcast. It is a community and finance night. Right here on the night shift with DJ Kevin Stew. Big ups to the affiliates all over the globe. One Harmony Radio, NIE Radio, Island Worldwide, Reggae Pulse Radio, the Foundation Radio Network, ClintonLindsay.com, Aliwap Radio, Dusik Media Group, WGLRO. Thank you all. Zeno FM, much love to you. PEMG TV, blessings. Thank you all for taking this broadcast. So, the question is relating to SNAP, and that's what we're talking about tonight. How much is the highest you can earn for SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, formerly known as food stamps? Now, everyone who lives together and purchases and prepares meals together is grouped together as one SNAP household. This is according to the USDA. And that is the case even if they purchase and prepare meals separately. In most cases, you are not eligible for SNAP benefits if an institution gives you most of your meals. But there are exceptions for elderly persons and disabled persons. In terms of income eligibility, the USDA looks at both gross income and net income. Normally, your household must meet both gross and net income limits, or you are not eligible for SNAP and you cannot receive the benefits. The exceptions are households with elderly or disabled persons, in which case you only need to meet the net income limit.
for the purpose of SNAP, gross income is a household's total, non-excluded income before any deductions have been made. Net income is gross income minus allowable deductions. Now, the current income eligibility limits apply to households in the 48 contiguous states and the District of Columbia. These that apply for SNAP between October 1, 2021 through September 30, 2022. SNAP gross and net income limits are higher in Alaska and Hawaii. So if you live in those states, you want to contact your local SNAP administrator. Why exactly they're higher in those states? I don't know. I don't know the math behind it. I don't know the formulas that they use. I don't know. So, what are these top limits? For a household size of 1, your gross monthly income cannot exceed $1,396. If you fall below that monthly gross, then you're good to go. Or net, $1,074. For a household of 3, $2,379 need to be your gross monthly income, and net $1,830. For some people, that is rent for a one bedroom. So if you have a family of 3 living in a one bedroom, You see how it works out, right? If you have a family of 6, your gross monthly income, $3,855. Your net monthly income, $2,965. If you have a family of 8, you're looking at $4,839 for your gross, and $3,722 for your net. Anything above 8, you're going to add $492 gross or $379 net for your income. So, with that in mind, what then can you buy with your food stamp card or your SNAP benefit card, your EBT card? What can you go to the store and get? Because there are some stores that you'd go to and you see a sign as you're approaching, now accepting food stamps or EBT, electronic benefit transfer. Or you may see now accepting SNAP. What can you get in these stores? Because it's not everything that's available to you. So don't get it twisted. Pat, yes, I am in Florida, but I don't have any Aki. And I think I only know 1 or 2 people that have successfully picked Aki off their trees here in South Florida. But my beautiful cousin Sharon, living in Jamaica, yeah, you need to talk with her about getting some of that tacky. Originally, this system was set up for the elderly, but the younger generation decided to take advantage of the system, which is supposed to be for disabled and elderly. Back in the day, the younger generation used some of the shelters to get apartments, which was supposed to be set up for the elderly and disabled. Okay. So that is some of the history of the thing. I tell you, you know, when it comes to back in the day and the food stamp thing, I've only heard stories. So anybody that can enlighten my darkness, please illuminate away. Because I'm like a sponge when it comes to these things. I'll just soak it up. Now, formerly known as food stamps, The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program is the most important anti-hunger initiative in America. According to the United States Department of Agriculture, USDA, SNAP provided food security to about 41.5 million people in 2021, with an average benefit of $218.14 per person. Looking at that amount per person over what period of time, though? And, you know, it's an anti-hunger initiative program here in the United States. Does that equate to healthy nutrition, or just to say you're not hungry? Because feeding you can cause a whole different problem. Recipients use electronic benefits transfer, EBT, cards to receive funds and make purchases. And they can use those cards to buy a whole lot more than just standard groceries. Yep, a little bit more than groceries. So, what are some of the more unusual things that SNAP will pay for? Well, energy drinks. You can use SNAP funds to buy energy drinks, but only if they meet the USDA's strict standards. If the energy drink has a nutritional facts label, then it makes the cut. According to New York SNAP EBT, if it has a supplemental facts label, it's considered a supplement and cannot be purchased with EBT. That means Red Bull, Rockstar, Starbucks Double Shot, these make the grade. But 5-Hour Energy, Bang Shot, Tweaker, these do not. Interesting, isn't it? You can use SNAP to buy packaged coffee, not to mention creamer. And that includes the Keurig style K-cups. You cannot, however, buy coffee that's ready to drink. So if you're thinking that you'll make your own coffee at home and just switch to tea when you're out, well, that won't work either. Tea is limited to packaged and unbrewed because the USDA doesn't allow SNAP funds to be used to buy hot beverages. Even if you live in a rural area and kill what you eat, you know, there are some people that still hunt for their food, you cannot just swipe your EBT card to pick up a new fiberglass rod at Bass Pro Shops. But hunting and fishing gear is SNAP eligible for a very specific and very tiny population. Yes, you can use your EBT card to get hunting and fishing gear. According to the USDA, some residents in the most remote parts of Alaska rely almost exclusively on hunting and fishing to feed their households because of the extreme difficulty involved with buying food at stores. The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services gives qualifying households special identification cards. They cannot buy guns and ammo, but they can buy things like nets, rods, harpoons, lines, and knives. Those sound like some Rambo equipment to take to war. But it's for hunting and gathering, fishing, and likes. You cannot use SNAP to pay for dine-in restaurant meals unless, yes, there's a caveat, unless you qualify for the SNAP Restaurant Meals Program, the RMP, and you live in a state that participates in it. Now, RMP serves vulnerable populations like the elderly, people experiencing homelessness, and the disabled. Participating restaurants must offer meals at concessional prices to qualify diners. To qualifying diners. Which probably means they get a different kind of a menu. Now, while it is not as limited as Alaska's subsistence hunting program, very few states participate in RMP. It's available all over California, Arizona, Michigan, Maryland, and Virginia, as well as in select counties in Rhode Island. Never knew it existed at all. Some stores allowed Snap to buy sandwiches. Maybe you can. Based on how they package it, I guess. The USDA allows SNAP recipients to buy edible plants like basil or food-producing plants like tomatoes with their EBT cards, as well as seeds for growing their own food. The USDA says you can grow $25 worth of produce for every dollar spent on seeds and fertilizer. Yet, Modern Farmer says this important inclusion is one of the least known parts of the whole SNAP program. You heard us talking about people farming their own food earlier, right? You heard me talking about it. Well, with SNAP, you're allowed to get the necessary start to do this. If you can grow $25 worth of produce from $1, that right there is a major return on your investment. Think about that. $25 worth of produce from spending $1. So if you take that $1 and you buy some seeds and you reap that $25 worth of produce and you sell 15 out of that 25 because you only really need to consume $10 worth, then you're starting to build something. And then you grow from there. But it started with that EBT card. So the benefit is there for you, but it's not there for you to live on. It is there for you to grow from. And once you have that mindset, then you lay the proper foundation and you build. And this is how we rebuild our communities. Think about it. Give it just a fraction of time. And see the benefits. Isn't it worth it? You can use your EBT card to get seeds and plants from any SNAP-approved retailer, including farmers markets. Look at that. The USDA also allows you to spend SNAP funds on gift baskets and similar purchases, as long as at least half of what is inside is edible. Even if they contain eligible edibles, non-food items such as toys, stockings, and tins don't count if the value of the non-food part of the item clearly accounts for more than 50% of the purchase price. And this is according to the USDA. The agency gives the example of a stuffed holiday bear that comes with a small package of chocolate. That will not count. A gift basket containing mostly meat and cheese, however, that would be acceptable. Now, like tobacco, alcohol, vitamins, and medicine, live animals are on the USDA's list of items that you cannot buy with SNAP benefits. There are, however, a few rare exceptions, which include shellfish, fish removed from the water, and animals slaughtered prior to pickup from the store. That means, while you cannot use your EBT card to buy a puppy from the pet store, you can use SNAP to buy a lobster to bring home to meet its unfortunate fate on your kitchen stovetop. Yes, you can treat your family to a lobster dinner with your SNAP card, your EBT card. Most people probably already know that SNAP recipients can use their EBT cards to buy household grocery staples like meat, milk, eggs, vegetables, and bread. What, however, is not well known is the long list of snacks that are on the USDA's approved list. Now, it includes everything from marshmallows to marzipan to pudding and popsicles. Cakes, pies, donuts, muffins, pastries, and all sorts of other things cakey and flaky make the list. As do chips, crisps, popcorn, and finger foods of all stripes, ice creams, candy, chocolate, custard, scones, churros, and much, much more. They all get a pass from the FDA. Sorry, from the USDA. And in fact, if a child can dream of it, chances are, SNAP will pay for it. So, that pretty much concludes a list of things that you probably didn't think about getting with your EBT card, but you can, including treating yourself to a lobster dinner. Now, does it look so bad to get an EBT card if you meet the requirements?
Help the poor. Help the poor.
Time to jump into musical therapy. This is Take It to the Poor.
Next time you don't finish your meal.
Hawaii's reggae ambassador Marty Dread, working out with Sly and Robbie.
Don't you think that?
Thanks to McNeil Trucking for sponsoring this segment of the broadcast.
Take it outside to one less fortunate than you. Just
help the poor. Help.
As we close out this night shift,
yeah,
this community and finance edition of the night shift,
every little step with
the sound of Kirk Davis, you know him as Little Kirk. The track is called Every Little Step. I want to thank you each and everyone for tuning in. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for your participation. Thank you for the support and love. Thank you to the affiliates. Thank you to the sponsors.
Have a little move that we make.
As we part company,
there is someone.
Do remember, look out for members of your community. Remember, your community is not just the development that you live in, but it spreads far and wide. So those that you pass on the bus, the plane, the boat, or the train, whether you walk, ride, or drive, these are members of your community. Do something good for one of them today, because you never know who's going to do something good for you tomorrow.
And stay humble, doing what is right. Fighting.
Do remember to join me tomorrow, all being well, for healthy love. Same time right here, same place. 10 p.m. Eastern, KevinStew.com and affiliates. Numbers remain the same that you get in touch with, 773-789-STEW. The Stew Pot is available. Just go to kevinstew.com, click on the just join chat here, and you're participating free too. No need to register of our firstborn blood organ, blood sacrifice, our internal organ. It's time to call it a night for me right here. Good morning, good afternoon, good day to you all, wherever you are hailing from right here in South Florida. I bid you all a good night. And with every step you take, walk good, be good. If you can't be good at it. Take care, until later. Greetings and salutations, one and all. You're invited to tune in to the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. It airs on Mondays with Community and Finance, Tuesdays with Healthy Love, and Wednesdays with Real Talk from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. Come spend some time interacting in the stew pot where we keep things bubbling and wind down in musical therapy. The Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew is on kevinstew.com, where you're encouraged to have acceptance through enlightenment.